Welcome. This is the 72nd annual Malden Festival of Carols, and we are delighted that all of you are here to join together in this very, very special occasion. My name is Rich Robison. I'm helping out here at the First Baptist Church, stepping in for the pastor as she is out on medical leave, Martha Dominey. She's going to be okay, but just that she has to take some time. And so I'm very pleased to be able to come and assist in her absence. So it is a privilege for me to be able to be a part of this event as well. We're glad that all of you are here. We express particular appreciation, and you'll find on the back of your programs a list of all of the churches who are participating in today's event. It really does take a choir to make beautiful music. And so we have the privilege of multi-choirs to really make beautiful music here today. And so we're glad that in this season we can come together and we can celebrate. I'd invite you to join me in a word of prayer as we begin together. Lord, it's been written that the wilderness will be glad and the desert will blossom, for all flesh will see God's majesty and glory. Those with weak hands, O God, you have promised to strengthen us. And those who are fearful, God, you have promised that we can take heart. Behold, you, O God, are coming to save your people. And we shall find joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. We will rejoice and we will sing, for our God comes in our midst. Be present to us tonight as we lift your praises in beautiful song. Bless us, for we ask through Christ. Amen.
9, verse 2 to 7, from the New International Version. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For us, in the day of Midian defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burns them, the bar across their shoulders, the roar of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be full for the fire. For to us, child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne, and over his kingdom establish and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The seal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you.
please join me in a few moments of prayer? Let us pray together. O living Christ, we need your love in our world today. We confess that we are a fearful and rebellious people at times. We need your love to shine in the dark corners of our world, for we know that there is loneliness and hatred, there is war and there is suffering, there is terror, there is grief, there is greed and lust, which destroys. Tonight, we embrace once again your still small voice and allow the music to lift our spirits and proclaim once again that you have come to shine in our lives, that we might more perfectly reflect your love, that we might extend your love to our neighbor, within our home, in our community, that we might exercise a little bit of faith, for faith will conquer all. We bring your spirit upon us this day because we need your love. And we ourselves need to love in your holy name. We thank you for the opportunity this evening, for coming together, for being people concerned for one another, for love and life and laughter. O God, hear our prayers, which are given in thanks. Amen.
72 years is a long, long time. It's a long, long time. And this part of Malden has been blessed with this event. The world is changing more quickly than we can imagine. And yet, in spite of all the craziness that's going on, there's something that happens in the middle of this city every year that renews hope that the Lord Almighty is still on the throne and still in charge, and it's this event. And I'm appreciative for Richard Freeman and this church who's really taken the impetus to keep this going when the Council of Churches dissolved 72 years. And I know that all of you are appreciative, and regardless of what kind of year you've had, you're going to leave here renewed and refreshed and believing again that God can turn it around. And it's going to be because of the dedication of this faith community here and opening their doors this second weekend of every year to bring us the great news of Christ's birth in song. So as you leave, you're going to be looking for these robed performers, and you're going to want to say thank you to them. But I know that you're saying right now, I wish there were another way to say thanks. Well, have I got an idea for you. The ushers of First Baptist Church are going to come forward with offering plates. And I'm going to ask you to consider the words of the one who was born in Bethlehem, who taught us this amazing principle that works every single time. It is more blessed to give than to receive. This fellowship has opened up this building. It's warm, it's bright, it's welcoming. They purchased music and put this program together, and we want to make sure that at best they break even, and better yet, they have money left over from this offering to continue ministry in this community. I guess I'm calling the ushers forward, and when you come to the front, I'll lead you in prayer, and then we'll receive this evening's offering. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for music. Thank you for the reminders in music that sometimes we are unable to hear in any other format. Thank you for the universality of music. Thank you for the variety of music that we're going to hear tonight. But I thank you for the singular message that permeates all the songs. Jesus Christ the Lord is born. You shall call his name Jesus because he'll save his people from their sins. Thank you for this church. Thank you for their commitment to shining a light this Sunday night every year to a community like all others around the world that have been impaled by the darkness of events on the news. Thank you that you're still on the throne. Thank you for the privilege of being part of this. And thank you, really thank you, God, for the grace that is ours in being able to participate by giving. Bless this offering, bless those that give, and may this ministry continue for your honor and glory for many years to come. For we ask it in your Son's name. Amen.
and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in the cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Efraín Alejandro Gómez is a Colombian composer and songwriter. He wrote this song, which the title in Spanish is Venimos a Adorarle, We Come to Worship. It's a traditional Colombian rhythm, or Central American rhythm too, called cumbia. And we're going to sing the whole song in Spanish, so I'm going to translate for you so you know what we're talking about. In obedience to my father, Mary and Joseph were walking along the road from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And when they got there, they didn't find an inn. And my Lord Jesus Christ was born in a stable. Angels announced the shepherds in Bethlehem that blessed night the king has been born. Then from there, the shepherds went to the worship, and also, as they did, today we are coming to celebrate. You look us from heaven, remembering the time when you came to the world where you want to be born. We sing with thanksgiving, blessed be the Lord. Thank you for reconciling us and for giving us the salvation. And the chorus is, and we come to worship Him, to Jesus Christ my King. And we come to worship Him, I surrender my heart to Him.
No obedecía mi padre, estaban María y José, andando por el camino de Nazaret a Belén. Y venimos a adorarle, Cristo. nacer.
Cantamos acción de gracias, bendito sea mi Señor, gracias por reconciliarnos y darnos la salvación.
Y venimos a adorar.
Thank you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have felt your spirit here this evening in a powerful way through music and the Holy Word. We pray, Lord, that the spirit that you have put inside of us will carry on through in us as we go from this place. May we hear the words and feel the spirit as we take this joy that we feel at this time. Thank you, Lord, and may your spirit work within us as we celebrate Christmas in all its ways. Thank you again. Be with us in all things. Amen.